Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Hello. Guys, it was quite the journey for Franny to get here, but here she is.
Wow.
Like, her computer wouldn't load, so. Anyway.
It's fine.
Yes, it's fine. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your favorite podcast, Only We Care, starring myself and Franny. This is the podcast where we talk about the things that only we care about in the hopes that other people will, too. And today's episode is, drumroll please, another episode of Random Conversations.
Yay.
Welcome. Fastest intro I've ever done.
Sure, thank you.
Franny, what's the dealio? What's happening?
Having
kids.
Having kids. Tell the podcast platform. Playing a lot of Minecraft, which is really fun, and playing a lot of Animal Crossing, excuse me, building my island. I have so many flowers on my island. I should send you a picture of so many flowers that it's, like, crowded.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, and you can have, like, other people visit your island, and one of my friends was like, I don't think you have this many. I was like, well, yeah, and he's like, you need to organize this. I was like, okay.
So, rude.
Yeah, I'm gonna organize it, because one strip is just flowers, and it's good, I like it, but it I understand, like, and it looks a little crazy. It's a lot. There's a lot there. What else? What else? Oh my gosh. Not a lot. It was raining last week, which was nice.
Was it nice? I hate the rain.
It was kind of loud, so that was kind of a weird thing, but it was pretty good. Yesterday it was nice. I went out for a walk, which was really nice, because I haven't done that in a while. What else? This is really sad. What's up with you?
Oh, man. Not a whole lot, honestly. Just been, working and being really exhausted and working some more and being exhausted.
That's a constant routine that's in me.
Yeah. I still have to set up, the super fan thing that you told me about.
Oh, yeah. I got mine yesterday.
I still want to do that. So you can see, like, the music I'm listening to, because I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I have the app downloaded. I just didn't, like, hook it up to my Spotify yet.
I thought you could see the past ones, like, the ones from, like, the other weeks. You can't. You can only see it.
Yeah. That's what I heard. I think that's what you told me, too.
But. Yeah, and I completely forgot about that, because I was trying to find last week's to show you and be like, look at it, and then it didn't load, and I was like, no.
Yeah, they should, like, leave them all on there.
I thought they would. I really thought they would. But no. The vibes are there. They all have different, I think I told you, they all, like, the playlists have different vibes, like, the name.
Yeah.
Like,
I wonder if mine would be, like, the same vibe, because, like, I'm only listening to one kind of music now.
Yeah, I thought that. I truly thought that, but it's a different vibe every week.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And they kind of make it different every week. Like, last week, mine was, like, on the other side, but it was, like, if Sunshine and Rainbow made a playlist, and then this week it was, like, something completely different. And I was like, oh, wow. And I'm always amazed at certain weeks that I don't listen to as much music. I mean, my weeks I listen to a lot. Like, last week I listened to a lot. And it shows you how many minutes and how many songs, like, how many different songs. I was like, whoa.
That's cool.
And I like when you said it's, like, a different Spotify rap every week, because you're actually really right. That's how it feels.
Yeah, and then you don't have to wait all year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait to see what my Spotify Wrapped will be this year, because it's going to be wildly different than all the other years. And I'm excited about it.
Last year was my most, like, different. I mean, I still had some of the same things, but it was, like, very different, so I think this year, too.
Yeah, I think mine was definitely a little different to last year, but I'm excited to see what it's going to be this year because I've been discovering a lot of new artists. So
I find random Spotify playlists and I just play them.
And yeah. A
bunch of new people. And I'm like, oh, that's fun. Because they make, like, Spotify will make, like, random playlists for, like, January or, like, whatever. And I'm like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah. And then other people make them, too.
Yeah, and it's, like, the ones that Spotify makes, like, sometimes I know the people, because sometimes they put people I listen to, and sometimes they combine it with people I don't listen to, and I'm like, oh, cool. So that's fun. Good job, Spotify. Thank you. Good job. You're doing the most. How's Lenny?
Lenny? Let me tell you.
Oh, no.
He's good. Okay. But, like, literally, I think I have a cat, a dog, and a bird in one pet.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And you might be thinking, how is that possible? Well, let me break it down for you. Okay, I got you. So, the bird aspect comes into play when Lenny is hungry or when he wants something.
Yeah.
So, instead of meowing like a normal cat, which he does do, he does meow. Lately, he's been doing a lot of, like, these little chirping noises.
Oh.
And so, he kind of has, like, a sort of, like, pigeon kind of a sound coming out of his mouth.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, this weird, like, whistle with, like, a rustling sort of a vibe. I actually can replicate the noise, but I don't want to because I don't want to freak out all of our listeners.
You can do it after. You can do it after.
Because I was, like, trying to, like, figure out how I would tell people, like, what kind of noise he makes, and then I tried to, like, make it, and I was like, wait, did I just do it?
Wow.
I did. So, yeah, he's kind of been making, like, these weird, like, cooing, like, whistly noises when he wants something. He doesn't just, like, meow. I mean, again, he does meow, but he makes the other noises, like, a lot more. And he's been, like, basically hanging around with me every time I'm eating a bowl of cereal because he wants the milk at the end. He loves, like, the sugary milk, like, when all the sugar, like, settles into the milk on the bottom.
Yeah, that's valid.
And he loves to drink it. And it's because my dad would, like, give it to him all the time when he was eating cereal. And I haven't really been eating cereal for breakfast, but I started doing it, like, last weekend. And Lenny, of course, smelled the milk, and he followed me into my dining room and was, like, pacing around the table, trying to find a way to jump up onto the table to get to my cereal. So, like, I pulled out a chair for him so he could jump up onto the table because he, like, literally would not stop wandering around the table
yeah.
and making noises at me. And I was like, okay, so here's your chair. So then he hops up on the chair, hops up on the table. Then he's, like, peering into my bowl of cereal. He did this 2 days in a row. 2 days in a row, mind you. Peers into my bowl of cereal. And I said, no, Lenny, you can't have it yet. Like, I'll give it to you when I'm done. And the first day, my bowl was basically almost empty, right? My spoon hits the bottom of the bowl. And Lenny was, like, sitting on the table.
Sounds about right.
And as soon as my spoon hits the bottom of the bowl, he stands up and looks into the bottom of the bowl because he somehow knew that I was done.
He had a sixth sense. He's like, I know.
And then yesterday I was eating cereal at the counter. And he literally, like, comes over to the counter and, like, I have stools by my counter. And he's just, like,
yeah.
sitting on the floor, like, looking up at me as I'm eating on the stool by the counter. And he's just, like, making noises at me. And then he's, like, scratching on the basement door to get my attention. So I give him the milk for my cereal.
Like, he's like, did you think you forgot? I'm right here.
He literally, like, stared at me while I was eating.
Oh, that's awkward.
And then today, the dog aspect comes into play when he wants to use the bathroom. And you're probably like, what the heck does that mean? Well, he literally made me, like, let him out into the garage where his second set of litter boxes are just so he could go to the bathroom, and then he came back inside.
Well,
So he's like a dog in the sense that he likes to go outside to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Even though the garage is like a closed space, whatever. He still like made me like let him into another room so he could go to the bathroom and then come back.
That's so funny. Speaking of that, it's so funny to me. I'm just thinking about this now. Dogs do not use litter boxes.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
And it's so, yeah. It wouldn't make sense. But
yeah,
it's just, like, I'm thinking about it now, and I'm like, imagine, like, a really big dog with, like, a really big litter box, and I'm like, oh my god.
Unless there's some person out there that trained their dog to use one, which I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I wonder that. I'm gonna Google dog litter boxes when we're done.
Litter boxes for dogs.
I mean, not that Beatrix would need one, because she's, like, perfectly trained and, like, perfectly fine, but I just wonder.
Yeah, like, if someone's so easy to take their dog outside.
Yeah, or, like, for puppies. I feel like it'd be really useful for puppies.
Don't some people, like, train their dogs and their cats to use the toilet? Because that's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about dogs, but I know about cats.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And I remember I watched a movie as a kid. It was, like, a silly movie. It was, like, something really weird and, like, gross. And, like, the cat was on the toilet. I was like, what's going on?
I'm pretty sure Lenny tried to drink out of the toilet, so I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. That, yeah. I think my friend's cat does that, too, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, Lenny just loves, like, water.
You know what, Sam?
Loves it. Me too, but, like,
But not there. Me too.
Yeah, I'm not drinking it out of a toilet.
No, but water's life.
True.
Like, big fan. I should have some now, but I'm gonna wait because we're recording. Yeah. Ice water slaps. Ice water really slaps.
That's something else that Lenny also loves.
Oh my god, two extra tricks.
Yeah. He literally will drink, like, ice water out of your glass if you're not looking.
Oh, she doesn't do that.
Yeah, he loves to do
that.
She
does not do that. She just
and then you have to, like, yeah, it's really annoying, because then if he, like, licks it, then you have to, like, dump out your water, get new ice, get new water.
It's like, thanks,
Lenny. Thanks a lot.
Lenny, no. Telling you, our kids' book, no, Lenny's gonna be a bestseller.
Yeah, so, guys, if you don't know, well, you wouldn't know, because we've never told you.
I don't think we've told them.
No, I don't think so. Franny and I have this idea to write a book called No Lenny, about my cat Lenny, and we want to make it about, like, all the things that he's not supposed to do. Like, he's not supposed to drink out of the toilet. He's not supposed to you know, attack his water dish for no reason. He's not supposed to run outside, which he did yesterday. Yeah, I had to catch him. Anyway,
that's fun.
Yeah, it was, like, really wet and raining, and I was like, Lenny, you have to come inside now. The grass is squishy and full of mud. Please come inside.
This grass is squishy. Please, please no.
And, like, all the things that he's not supposed to sit on, or, like, go into, or pee on, because he does that.
It would be a really good book, honestly.
Yeah. I think it would be really cute.
I do, too. I'm excited.
I have to start working on the art.
Yes, and then I'll start writing on the, like, words. The words, the story.
You said I'll start writing on the what?
The words.
Okay.
The words.
If you guys have any suggestions as to what you want in the book,
yeah, please share.
Share them. Share your ideas. But yeah, I think it can be really funny.
Oh, I do too.
Dude, we should write a book about Beatrix.
Oh, absolutely.
Why have we not thought of that? It could be my best bagel loaf.
Oh, I like that. That's cute. Yeah.
My best friend, the bagel loaf, and it's all about Beatrix.
My best friend, the bagel.
Yes!
It's just about a dog. You're like, wait.
We know, but we could draw her to look like a bagel.
She,
that's such a good idea.
She also, like, looks like coffee. Like, if you look at her, she looks like a little cappuccino. That's what someone said once, and I was like, honestly, you're not wrong.
Or, like, a latte with, like, that foam on the
top. That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That phone.
Yeah, the fancy phone that they make the designs in or whatever.
Yes.
I've never had one of those.
I don't think I've had one.
I don't like coffee, so I don't think I would be.
Yeah, I don't. Coffee's okay.
Coffee.
I'm starting to kind of like mochas because it's like hot chocolate and coffee, and you don't really taste the coffee. If it's made right, and then iced coffee's okay.
Yeah, I think I tried to like iced coffee. Because my mom like gave me like a sip of hers once, and I was like,
I had one of my friends that like, yeah.
It just wasn't good.
It's a weird thing to put ice in coffee, but after a while, like, you don't really start to taste it, because I think it kind of goes away. So, I get it.
Yeah, could you imagine, like, if they made, like, iced hot chocolate?
Like, yeah,
why has no one done that?
No, that doesn't really make sense.
No, I know. That's why it doesn't make sense to put it in coffee, either.
I mean,
at least hot isn't in the name, you know? It's just coffee, but...
Yeah. Hot iced coffee sounds really weird.
It does.
Like, okay.
Like,
watch that be a thing one day. And we're like, wait.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they could somehow get it to be cold and hot at the same time, yeah, that'd be really weird.
Yeah, like, the top half is hot, then the bottom half is cold. Yeah. The other way around, and you're like, wait, what am I having?
Wait, they could do that, I guess, if they put, like, a divider, like, in the cup somehow.
Yeah, probably.
Wait a minute.
We're so innovative.
We are. Wow. If anyone steals this idea, we want royalties.
Honestly. It's gonna come out one day, and we're gonna be like, wait a minute. Just something that's recording, and we're like, look, a couple years ago.
No, but speaking of, like, weird coffees and stuff, did I send you that picture the other day from the dollar store, right?
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was literally like, okay, it was a can, right, guys? And it was a Twinkie flavored iced latte.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
That's gross.
Yeah, I don't really like the taste of Twinkies anyway, so I think like having it in coffee would just like be really weird.
Yeah. I used to like Twinkies. I don't eat them anymore.
Okay.
They are better cold, I will say that. But I'm sure when they first came out, they were actually made with, like, normal ingredients, and they probably actually tasted really good. But now they're, like, super processed, super gross, full of...
Yeah, it's, like, dead and stuff, right?
It's like, a sponge cake, but it just tastes really chemically.
Like, okay.
It tastes
okay.
Like chemicals. It's gross.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, the icing is probably not even, like, real icing. It's
oh, I forgot the icing in it. Yep.
Yeah, or, like, the cream filling. It's not real cream.
It's fake.
Yeah, it's probably, like, made mostly out of plastic. Because that's what it tastes like. But, yeah, I was, like, so appalled when I saw that. I was like, why would anyone drink this? And then I saw... Right next to it was, like, the Monster Energy drink, but, like, coffee-flavored. And I was like, ugh,
no!
Ew.
No! That's so weird.
There were so many weird foods, and I told Randy this. There were so many weird foods when I went, and I was just like, I've never seen any of these before, and why are they all at the dollar store?
Honestly.
It was so weird. They had, like, Donald Duck, like, themed juices, and I was like, why?
That kind of makes sense. Like,
I mean, yeah, because, like, I guess it's just, like, Donald Duck's face on, like, a flavored juice or whatever, which is fine. But, like, the why the Twinkie latte? Like,
I don't know.
I don't, and I think I've said this before on the podcast, I don't understand the need to take, like, an already existing food and trying to turn it into another food.
Yeah, sometimes it works, and then sometimes it just does not work, and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, like a Twinkie is a Twinkie, you don't need to turn it into a
just
latte.
Just leave it.
Just leave it alone.
Just, no. No. No.
It's obvious to me that we've run out of ideas as a society.
Yeah, honestly.
And also movies, because, like, guys, I don't know about you, but lately I'm bored.
Definitely. Yeah, honestly, I haven't been to a movie theater in a while, so I bet.
Same.
Like, I don't think I've been since literally last year.
Wait.
No. No. I've watched movies, but no.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you haven't been to a theater?
No.
Okay. Yeah, same.
Not that I can, like, remember.
The last movie I saw was the new Aquaman film.
Oh, okay.
And before that, it was Wonka. I saw them, like, back to back.
Nice. Okay.
Wonka, highly recommend.
Truly. I cannot... What was the last thing I saw? Oh, goodness. I don't even remember.
Was it that Ratatouille movie?
No. Oh, gosh. No, that was, like, July. No. Oh, my goodness. I want to see that again. And I'll watch Ratatouille after this. No. Who was it? I don't know. It'll come to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really loved Wonka, though. I thought it was really good.
I'm glad. I'm going to see that. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm not just saying that because, like, I like Timothée Chalamet as an actor. I actually really thought it was good.
Good. I've heard the music's really good, too.
It actually is. Like, the song's a low-key slap.
Okay, nice. Love that.
I should listen to them again, actually.
I'm so awesome to them now. I'm like, I don't know what this is, but they're good.
And there's just, like, so many, like, funny moments in it, honestly. And it's just, like, it's very wholesome.
Oh, that's so good. We love that.
Yeah, it's really, really wholesome. I enjoyed it a lot. Also, like, Timothy sings in it, which, what the heck?
Well, that's mind-boggling.
And, like, it's just so funny. It really is. Like, you would think that, like, there's no way Timmy can sing.
No, but he can. He can surprise you.
If you've seen, statistics.
If you know, you know.
You might not think that he can sing. And, like, his singing, granted, is, like, talking singing, sort of.
But it's... Yeah, but it's
not bad.
Nice.
You know, like, he carried the tune.
Nice.
He doesn't sound tone deaf. Speaking of movies, though, Franny, Dune Part 2 comes out really soon.
I was just gonna say that. I was literally thinking that as you were saying his name. I was like, wait, Dune 2 comes out, like, really soon.
And I'm so excited.
I am too. I saw the trailer again and I was like, yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. I missed this.
Me too.
The first one was, like, really, 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 really cool.
It was cool.
And it just visually, like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, like, if I could, like, live, like, in a movie universe, I would love to live in that.
There's so much sand, dude.
I know.
That blows my mind.
Not on all the planets.
I know. But, like, in most of the shots, it was, like, sand. And I was like, oh no. I was like, no.
There's just endless amounts of sand.
It just goes on.
But, like, it just was so cool because they made it look so massive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it really did feel, like, otherworldly because of how large all the scenery was, like, the scale of it.
Oh, yeah, and everything just looked really, really real, and I was like, this is cool.
Yeah. So, I'm excited for part two.
Yes, we should talk about it when it comes out.
I'm still scared of bald Austin Butler, though.
Listen, me too. Terrified. I don't know how to feel.
I think you sent me a picture of it.
Oh, I definitely sent you pictures.
When it first came out, and I was like, Franny?
Yeah.
What is that, and how do I unsee it?
Yeah, no, you're bad. Yeah, I was watching an interview with him recently, and they're like, this isn't you, and he's like, it is. And I'm like, yeah, it doesn't look like you, bud. Because, like, we all know what he looks like, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, like,
Why'd they do that?
I don't know.
That's not... I don't know who that is.
I don't know if he's, like, bald in the book, because I haven't read the books, so I have no idea.
Yeah, it's funny that you say the books, because I was going to reread the book before 2 comes out, and I have time. Like, I have a month or something, so I'm like, okay, cool, cool, cool. So if it mentions him being bald, I'll let you know. Because I really don't remember.
I have no idea, yeah.
I'm like, really curious now.
Yeah, because if so, then it would make sense, but...
Yeah.
If he's not bald... And they were just like, hey, let's make you bald. And that's super weird.
Creative choice. Yeah, it's funny. I think on the same interview, they showed, like, the... Because there's a, like, movie... There's a... I can't talk. There's a Dune version from the 80s, and they showed, like, the version from the 80s. And that character was not bald. So maybe it's just a creative choice?
Maybe.
But, like, at the same time, like, why would they do that to my boy?
I don't know.
Why would you do that?
What if he was like, hey, let's make me bald?
Yeah, honestly. How did everyone react? Like, I want to know everyone's reaction. Like, how did they react when they saw that? Because I'd just start screaming.
Same.
Yeah, glad we agree. Oh, goodness.
It would be like if they made Timothy bald. Like, what?
No, don't even say that, because it could happen. At the end of the movie, he just turns bald. You're like, wait.
At the end of the movie, everyone turns bald.
Stop. Stop. That. No. And then Austin's like, yeah.
And then Austin grows his hair back.
Plot twist.
Wait. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that would be really funny. Oh, goodness gracious. No. I don't even see that. Oh, goodness.
That'd be so weird.
We need to be stopped. Okay, wow.
You really do. I really do. Okay, yeah. That's a bad idea. Forget I said anything.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't hear anybody you just said, so it's fine.
Oh, no. Yeah, Timothy, if you're somehow listening, please never shave your head. I don't think he would. I think he cares too much about his hair.
Honestly.
Like, I wouldn't shave my head for a role. I'd be like, listen, give me a bald cap or I'm walking out of here.
Yeah, I wonder. I hope. I mean, obviously it's a bald cap for Austin Butler, but like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if, like, he actually committed and I was like, what?
Did he? Or like...
No. Oh gosh, yeah. No. I saw a video of him literally, like, the other day doing press and I was like, oh my gosh. But I think they might have done something to his eyebrows.
Oh, maybe they should.
Because he has no eyebrows, so I'm like, what did they do?
Okay, you know what? That's why it's so unsettling, because he doesn't have eyebrows.
He's just a little round barrel.
He's just an egg.
Honestly, it's giving egg.
It's giving egg. Anyway, I think we should end on this note.
Yes. Yes.
Very scrambled eggs, everyone.
Very good analysis.
Thank you. Okay, guys, it's always a pleasure to do the podcast.
Always.
Always. So, I'm your host, Alexandra Lakis.
I'm Fanny Bonin.
And we'll see you guys in 2 Saturdays.
For the next episode of Only We Care.
Goodbye, podcast pals.
Bye.
And remember to wear a bald cap.
Yes, don't be like Austin Butler. And I'll be like Austin Butler because he wore one. Who knows?
Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.